had a billy cart growing up.
Yeah.
Your dad built you a billy cart.
Yes, he did.
And you explained off here what it was, and it kind of makes sense to me.
He's very, like, handy, my dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
With the tools.
Oh, it loves it.
Well, Jules, one Canadian man is in the firing line at the moment on social media because a video has gone viral of his two young kids playing with a flamethrower. Jules, flamethrowers, you know, when I say flamethrower, where does your mind go?
Dangerous?
Yeah.
Like, really dangerous. And you showed me the photo here, and this looks really irresponsible, Dad.
Well, plot twist, as I dive deeper into the story, turns out there is no actual flame involved.
But I'm looking at a flame right now.
It looks like a flame. Jules, what they've done is they've used a piece of cloth, silk fabric to be precise. They've taped it inside of the leaf blower to make it look like a flamethrower. They've freeze framed it. And then I went deeper. I said, oh, okay, here we go.
Because it looks like a flame.
It looks like when you grab a can of deodorant.
And then light it.
And then light it, which you shouldn't do, but it's crazy fun. But don't do it because it's dangerous. It looks dangerous.
Yeah.
But they're just having some fun. The dad is an animator for TV shows.
So he actually planned it
to go, you know what, let's see if we can go viral. Yeah. People will flip.
Of course they will.
It's crazy that people, you know, automatically get on and they start bagging out the dad. When it's like, hey, like even
well,
if it
I,
was real
I just
one,
said I thought it was a bit irresponsible.
It did look irresponsible, though.
Yeah.
By the photo, right?
Yes, by the photo. But knowing the actual story that it's actually, he's an animator, it's just fabric and a leaf blower,
plot twist, eh?
But that's a bit of fun for the kids.
Well, it got me thinking of when I was a kid, Dad made us a classic pea shooter or glove shooter. You know what that is?
How do you make that?
So you get a little bit of, PVC piping.
Yep.
Maybe just some, you know, leftover from a building site. You get a rubber glove, like a dish glove.
Yep.
You cut one of the glove thumb fingers off.
Yep.
And then you get some duct tape or some gaffer tape. You tape it around, and then you put little rocks in.
I thought you meant actual peas.
Oh, well, that's, I think, the idea of, like, you shoot little peas.
Yeah.
But we would shoot rocks, Jules.
Okay.
And one day we decided to venture out of the backyard, and we took them to the local park.
Uh-oh.
Somehow, some older kid got my one and started shooting my brother. Now, I remember this very vividly. I thought I was Keanu Reeves dodging bullets in The Matrix. Like, he shot at my brother. I jumped in front of my brother, Tom, who's my older bro, and I got shot just above the eye.
What?
Yeah. At Beckenham Park. I'll never forget
it. So I'm guessing your dad regretted giving you guys the little guns that he'd made.
Yeah, we probably didn't tell him. And then we progressed to, like, potato guns.
He's
and
probably
then
listening to this right now, and he's going to give you a call at a moment and be like, what did you do?
Yes, yes, yes. Dad, old Winston, he's driving his truck. But shout out to dads who are building weird things and crazy things for their kids. Maybe just make them not too dangerous.
Yes.